This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Out this week, Crazy Rich Asians is making waves as the first major studio release in 25 years to feature an entirely Asian cast. Based on the best-selling book series by Kevin Kwan, the movie tells the story of Rachel, a Chinese-American professor who goes with her boyfriend Nick to meet his family at a wedding in Singapore.
It really brings you into, you know, this world of old money versus new money, social caste, social hierarchies in Singapore, and it feels really fresh.
Film critic Rafer Guzman reviewed it for us on Wednesday's show, but the creators behind the film had to work hard to convince Hollywood to make this movie. Adele Lim is one of the screenwriters of Crazy Rich Asians, and she told me that in her experience writing for television, it's always a struggle to write Asian characters into a show.
Particularly when you're trying to cast strong Asian male characters, anybody who's, you know, a little bit more assertive, more, you know, sexually commanding, you get, you know, sort of like a lukewarm response from your showrunners, you know, who in their experience had not seen Asian men that way. And you would get more pushback from casting who would, you know, their first go-to would be, can you retry for a Latino or an African-American actor instead, as if, you know, one minority is completely interchangeable with the other.
I spoke with Adele and her co-screenwriter Pete Corelli about how they brought Crazy Rich Asians to the screen, which began with pushing for a non-white female lead.
Our main protagonist is Rachel Chu, and she is an Asian-American professor, and she's our eyes into this world. And I think the argument in the beginning of, you know, a white female protagonist was like it's an outsider that most of America could relate to, but that's, you know, supposing that an Asian-American isn't, you know, that American point of view that you need. And I think more importantly, the Asian American experience is so different from the Asian Asia experience. And, you know, hopefully in this movie, people get to see a little bit of that. It's, you know, the narrative of growing up as an other and feeling that otherness, even when you go to a country of people who look exactly like you.
And that's such a uniquely American, you know, hyphenated American experience often, isn't it?
Yes. And I think also Rachel's coming in with a very American perspective of like, I can do this. Like, this is going to go great. Like,
right.
this isn't even going to be a problem. I got this. That, you know, confident American thing only to get rejected by the organism that is Singapore rapidly. You just aren't going to do that with a white lady. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you touched on it, that hyphenated experience. And it's what a lot of my friends here have experienced, like Korean Americans, Japanese Americans going back there. And after that first sort of flush of, oh my God, I look around and everyone's like me, you know, even if they didn't very much feel like an other over here, going over there in that first, you know, flush of experience, feeling like you're really one of the people. And then you open your mouth, you know, and you ask for non-dairy creamer. And then,
we don't have soy milk. No. Yeah.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I've had similar experiences. Yes.
But the fun thing to note is, I think, you know, on set, because Michelle Yeoh is, you know, we shot a lot in Malaysia. Michelle Yeoh is Malaysian Chinese. She grew up there and most of her career played out in Asia, whereas Constance Wu, you know, grew up as an Asian American. So they're, in that way, they're very much like their characters. And so when Constance went there, it was, you know, her first time in Southeast Asia, you know, she really brought a lot of that, you know, to her performance and to her character, in that it was really plunging into the deep end of, like, you know, the Asia pool for her.
Peter, you were the first person to work on adapting the book. What was that process like for you initially? And did you have any sense of the world that Kevin Kwan set the book in? Were you familiar with that?
I was a little familiar with it, but I absolutely had a lot of educating of myself to do. I knew from the book, I very much had the experience that I think Rachel had of being a stranger in a strange place. When I took the job, the first thing I said is like, look, I got to go to Singapore for a couple weeks. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta learn this place. And I've got to really, you know, meet some of these crazy rich Asians over there and talk to people about the experience and how Singapore has changed over the last 50 years, the politics behind it, the people, how it affected, you know, why does everybody speak English? Why does everybody have an English accent? Where do people really live? So just listening to people was kind of how I educated myself as I was learning as I was going along.
Adele, tell us a little bit about your process in this when John Chu, who's the director of the film, brought you on board. I mean, you grew up in Malaysia, which borders Singapore. So tell us a little bit about your experience in working on this.
Yeah, I'd worked with John. We'd sold a TV pilot to Fox, which didn't go, and he reached out to me about this. And I can't tell you how excited I was. You know, I grew up in Malaysia. I came over to the States when I was 18, and I've worked in TV for 16 years. But, you know, I've never had a chance to really write for an Asian lead character. And this book and this experience was the first time I, you know, didn't have to tell my experience and put it through a prism, you know, to make it fit a different character. I could just reach in and just pull it out. Like, the dialects, the food, you know, the old generation Anglophiles, like, it was all, like, they were all people in my family. They were people I knew. The dynamics of the aunties, that hold that your family has on you, like, they own you, like, everything just, you know, it, I didn't have to reach for it. It was just sort of all there. I was ecstatic.
And this is your first feature film credit, but as you mentioned, you've done lots of other TV work. Did you, when you were writing in TV, did you have a chance to write many Asian characters?
You know, in most of our cast, I think there was only one show where we had one Asian character on our main cast. And so, you know, what you try to do is, you know, have not just Asian guest stars, but, you know, try to diversify it that way. It shouldn't be on the minority writers to do that, but frequently it is. So, you know, it was always, I sort of took it for granted. It wasn't, you know, a grudge. It wasn't, I just assumed like that was what the machine was. And so when this came along and it was in the right time, the right space, Kevin Kwan's book had foamed the runway for us and really had, you know, done all the work in terms of, you know, making sure that there was a market and an audience and enthusiasm for it. You know, it was a completely different situation.
So one thing we know that Asian American viewers, and I think many viewers, are really excited about with this movie is the range of roles that Asian actors get to play here. I'm wondering what it felt like for both of you to create Asian characters who aren't just, you know, extras, or as you mentioned, Adele, just sort of, you know, the one-off character of color.
It's funny. I was listening to Jimmy O. Yang, who was on Marin, and it's something I've encountered too in a lot of Asian guest roles in TV shows, which is when you are represented, you know, so rarely, you carry the burden of the entire race, yeah, you know, and culture on your shoulders. So that if you are playing a villain or you're playing, you know, sort of like a, you know, an offbeat, quirky character, suddenly, you know, you're taking on the burden of, oh, you know, are all Asians villains? Are all Asians, you know, like crazy and zany and they're purely for comic effect? And in Crazy Rich Asians, when you have a cast, you know, where the entire cast is Asian and you're completely represented in that 360 way, you don't have to have that extra layer of, you know, this cultural responsibility that you're holding on to. You can just write from a place of joy. And that was just a really freeing experience, I think, for writing, for directing, for acting. And, but, you know, a little bit on that, even though, again, it's all Asians and we can, you know, you can take liberties you normally might not be able to, it was still important to just emotionally ground our characters. And yeah, I think the one where it's most apparent is with the character of Eleanor, which is Nick's mother, you know, like the future mother-in-law. And there's this trope with, you know, Asian mother-in-laws and mother-in-laws in general, you know, and how they can be like petty. And, you know, Michelle Yeoh was really clear in the beginning about not wanting to play a villain. And having grown up in that culture and, you know, growing up in a family of very strong-minded aunts who, you know, feel free to tell you how to live your life, you know that it comes from a place of love. And so it was important with her character and in this heightened world that she was grounded emotionally, that all these things that she was doing, you could understand it, you knew where it was coming from. It's this fierce devotion she has to her son and to her family. And so we really wanted to make sure that, you know, that was highlighted and that she wasn't just this cartoonish villain.
Where do you both want to see Hollywood go from here in terms of Asian representation?
For me, hopefully this movie is proof of concept. Hollywood will chase money. they will. If something's successful, there'll be 10 more behind it trying to do the same thing. And there are so many stories to be told. And we don't for a second think that this is the end all and be all. Hopefully this is the amuse-bouche of Asian representation films. This is just the start.
Yeah, I think, you know, history is a sobering lesson. The first contemporary all-Asian cast movie, the last one was Joy Luck Club, which was 25 years ago. And I think on the heels of that, there was this expectation that the face of entertainment would change for those actors, for movies and TV shows coming out, but it really didn't. And having worked in TV for a while, I think it's a lot to do with content creators. I've never felt, you know, it was overt racism in terms of exclusion of a particular group of people, but, you know, writers write what they know. And if you grow up not seeing or being friends with a certain kind of people, you're not going to write for them. So I think, you know, on the heels of Crazy Rich Asians, hopefully, which, you know, will have traction and, you know, fire up the imagination of, you know, all Americans, that it will pave the way for more diverse, you know, entertainment in terms of movies, in terms of TV shows. I just want to add this last bit. I was on a notes call for a TV pilot I'm working on, and the development executive mentioned to me that, you know, in every development cycle, there are, you know, there are jags that they go on. And this year, you know, there was this big emphasis on, you know, having family dramas like Crazy Rich Asians or projects with Asian leads or Asian families or diverse families. And a lot of it's, you know, dependent on how this movie does. So I think that speaks a little bit to, you know, the import of this movie in terms of representation for minorities moving forward.
No pressure, right, Adele?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Pete, I mean, wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I have to say, so far the reactions have been superb, and I think there are lots of people looking forward to seeing this. Adele Lim and Pete Corelli are screenwriters of Crazy Rich Asians. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.